busy 23, got me feeling way too sweet. Welcome everyone to Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman, here for a special interview with WWE superstar Seth Rollins, ahead of SummerSlam. Seth, thank you for joining us. What is it like working with a Hall of Famer like Edge? And how excited are you to be heading into SummerSlam?
Well, it's nice. You know, he's someone who, since he's come back from his neck surgery that he thought was career ending, he's obviously not taking anything for granted. And so he's extra sharp. You know, he wants to put in extra effort to do everything the best he possibly can, because, you know, he's on borrowed time, and so he knows that. And he's also just a perfectionist, and in a lot of ways, you know, you guys have noticed as we've detailed on screen, our characters are very similar, but in real life I find that we are also two similar types of personalities, and sometimes that can work with you, sometimes it can work against you. In this situation, if you have watched the last month of television, I feel like you would think that it works for us. And so it's one of those situations where iron sharpens iron. You know, I want to work with the best so I can be my best, and I think it's vice versa. I think he feels the same way.
Yeah, your character has really evolved over the last couple of years. Where do you draw inspiration from? Like, is it movies and comics? And how much does it help working with like a Bray Wyatt or Triple H in like developing your style?
Well, I mean, yeah, the character's in a weird place right now. I definitely take inspiration anywhere I can get it. So when you look at, you know, the arc of my career, you'll be able to kind of see the whole picture, I suppose. You know, you mentioned that it's really naturally evolved over the last couple of years, and I would say even longer than that, to be fair. Triple H is definitely someone that my character draws inspiration from. Obviously, you know, he played a major role in kind of the beginnings of my character, and sort of what it's become. But if you look at his career, you know, his character always kind of did the same thing. It evolved very naturally over the years. Was able to kind of teeter back and forth to both ends of the spectrum. Bray Wyatt, God, I miss him. I wouldn't say that I drew much inspiration from him. You know, he was way out there with the stuff that he wanted to do character wise, and it worked for him. For me, not so much. That's not really where I sit when it comes to characters in wrestling, but it worked well for him. So yeah, I mean, it's a fun thing. It's cool. It's been definitely interesting. Comic book. I'm a bit over the top, but I don't know that I had considered myself a comic book character, but that's pretty cool.
How much bigger do you think John Cena's return has made SummerSlam this year, especially with how his movie career is going at the moment?
John is a special cat. You know, John has devoted so much of his life to WWE, you know, carried the company literally on his back for over a decade when there was nobody else who could handle it. Definitely. And I learned so much from John in the ring and outside of the ring. I think that him coming back at this event, is perfect. You know, whether this is his swan song, who knows? Obviously John has a career in Hollywood. He's doing big things, with his movie career and stuff like that. And so, you know, we are not going to have him in moments like this very often, and so to be able to utilize his star power to put more eyes on WWE, I'm all for it. And John's not just showing up to do SummerSlam. You know, he's been at SmackDowns, he's been at Raws when he doesn't have to be. John has been on the live events with us the last month. He doesn't have to do that either. He's, you know, that's a schedule John doesn't need to keep. He could be doing anything else with his time. And the fact that he's devoting it to WWE, putting in the work, and showing up and doing his thing and being awesome. I love it. I'm happy for John. I'm happy he's here. And I'm looking forward to John Cena versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship in the main event on Saturday night.
Now, after this weekend's match with Edge, assuming, of course, that you win, are you looking for another shot at that Universal title?
I mean, that's the goal, you know. I felt like I should have had the Universal Championship opportunity at Money in the Bank. I felt like I was ready. I felt like I had put myself in a position to be considered for that. And Edge kind of came in and swept the rug out from underneath me a little bit. And so if you look at the SmackDown roster, I think once I move past Edge, you know, there's not a whole lot left between me and Roman Reigns, or me and John Cena, depending on who walks out of that match on Saturday as the champ. So, yeah, I definitely feel like I am one way or another going to be Universal Champion very soon. And I think, you know, beating Edge at SummerSlam, oh, that would be sweet. It would be a feather in my cap for sure to kind of put him in his place and move on to the Universal title. So time will tell, obviously, with, you know, Sonya Deville and Adam Pearce making decisions willy-nilly. You never know what they're going to do. But I got to give myself the best chance to be in that conversation.
Now, as someone whose career has been tied with him so much, you're probably uniquely placed to judge how much or how you think Roman Reigns has grown, especially with the reaction he's been getting from the fans this past year or so. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, man. You know, he, as someone who's been, I've basically seen his entire career from day one. You know, he was in WWE a few months ahead of me. But I've watched him grow, obviously, as a performer over time. And, you know, one thing I think people don't understand is, he, you know, it takes time to be really good at this business and to figure yourself out and find your comfort level. And even though he was put in a position to succeed early on, you know, that's a lot of pressure for a young man. He's in the middle of an incredible run as far as WrestleMania main events and being kind of put in the Hulk Hogan, John Cena top spot. And that is not easy. That is a difficult thing to do. And one thing that's been nice for him, as you've seen, you know, you mentioned over the past year from really SummerSlam to SummerSlam, is he's evolved so much as a character into a place where he feels comfortable, you know, and you can really sense that. His personality is starting to shine through, or shades of it anyway. And so, you know, that's really what I think connects you to an audience, is that authenticity. And for years, he was just kind of struggling to figure out who he was on screen. And now he knows, and it's been cool to see his growth from someone who, you know, was a mentor to him younger and in his younger years, to watch him grow now. You know, I feel real good about that. And so it's just cool to see where he's at right now and truly to see where he could go in the future.
Firstly, I hope she and the little one are doing well, but Becky keeps teasing social media. And if anyone would know, it'll be you. When do you think, or do you know when Becky Lynch will be stepping back into the ring?
Oh gosh, I wish I knew, man. She'll be, I mean, it is her goal. I will tell you this. It is her goal to return at some point. When that's going to be, we don't know. You know, she's a timing person. Timing's got to be right for her. So I'm sure you guys will get some trolling posts this weekend as we approach the big event. She's been keen to do that over the last few months just to mess with you guys. Yeah, I mean, they're great, dude. They're awesome. They're healthy. They're the loves of my life. I love the fact that I get to spend every single day with them for the most part, that I'm not on the road. But yeah, man, it's being a dad and a husband's way cooler than I ever thought it could be. So they're great, and I appreciate you asking.
How much will working in front of a packed crowd or a packed stadium again, like you will this weekend in SummerSlam, how will that affect your performance?
Oh, it's going to push my adrenaline through the roof, dude. I can't wait. You know, those big moments like that, that's what I live for. You know, that's why we get into this business, to have those. And so this one's going to be wild. You know, it's just going to be a real special. It's almost like a second WrestleMania this year. It's a different level of excitement, I think. And you can feel it in the locker room, man. All the guys and girls are they're pretty amped for it. So it's going to be extra special, obviously, being the first time we filled the stadium in a year and a half. And I think that think everyone's going to be on their A game, ready to have a killer match and killer performance.
Now, in a recent promo, John Cena said Roman Reigns ruined Seth Rollins. How do you react to that?
I had a good chuckle about it. John likes to cross some lines occasionally. You look at his history of promos in the ring, and especially his face-to-face promos going into big matches. He likes to cross the line. I think, the one thing I took exception to is the fact that Roman Reigns was in any way responsible for me and my career. And that's just not the case. Roman Reigns doesn't dictate what I do in the ring. He never has. He never will be the boss of me. Roman Reigns doesn't dictate my failures or my successes. Roman Reigns can't make me, just like Roman Reigns can't ruin me. And so I think that's the only part of it that I kind of, not my favorite thing. And I don't like John painting me that way. But, he's got to do his thing. He wants to use my mouth to fill his narrative, and that's fine. He can do that. That's his prerogative. I would do the same thing if I were in his position with his name. So that's the nature of the business. That's how we sell tickets, and that's how we get people like you talking. So I appreciate the question, but I'm the only one who has Seth Rollins' fate in his hands, so to speak.
Now, you yourself, your SummerSlam match in 2015, against John Cena is probably one of your most memorable matches, I guess, in SummerSlam, especially with the white gear and John Stewart and becoming double champ. Can you talk about your memories of that? And it's because for me, it's one of my favorite matches of yours.
That SummerSlam was really surreal for me. I don't know that I thought the crowd was going to be as invested in me at that point as they were. I think the gear obviously was very striking, and added to kind of the excitement level when I walked out that way. No one had really seen me in anything but black up until that point. And so it really kind of, popped pretty well. And the match itself, the athleticism and the physicality sort of speaks for itself. And then the added element of John Stewart, it all felt very surreal and as if it happened in a dream or as if I was watching it happen to somebody else. Even the idea of being a double champion, I almost didn't think was possible. It wasn't anything that I even considered. You got to remember, I was just a few months removed from winning my first WWE championship in pretty epic fashion at WrestleMania. So, I was still riding that wave, so busy, so much going on in my life. I didn't really have time to kind of sit back and enjoy what was happening. Now in retrospect, obviously I can look back at it, but, what a whirlwind that was, man.
When did you come up with the Messiah character? What was the inspiration and how have you enjoyed this run compared to other phases of your career?
I've always felt a little more comfortable in this role, even dating back to, my early years in pro wrestling before I was even trained, really. I just always had a knack for playing characters that were full of themselves. and so that was just where I went with my personality when I was younger. And I guess maybe modeled after Ric Flair's of the world, and kind of a lot of the bad guys that I saw, the heels that I saw when I was growing up, Mr. Perfect, these types of characters that I really detested when I was younger. I think they became the thing that I was like, oh, well, what do we hate the most? And it was these types of people. So, when it was time to get into performing and I had to be as detestable as possible, these examples came to mind. So I don't know that it was ever anything that I thought I'd take to the level that it's at now. But there's something really, really disgusting about kind of using, whether it's religion or sort of a religious vibe to
get what you want or using it as a crutch. And I think that adds just a weird extra element, kind of a creepy extra element of scumbaggery, if you will, to the character, and puts it in a place where you know, there's really nothing redeemable about that. And so I don't know, man, it's always been something that I've been drawn to as a character trait. And so I'm having a lot of fun really trying to exploit that to, you know, the best of my ability. And I think that it's turned out quite well in some ways.
Finally, if you could go back and talk to Seth Rollins, say, 5 years ago, what piece of advice would you give him?
I probably would have told myself to slow down a little bit. And not in the sense that I need to take more days off or anything like that, but man, and I mentioned it in one of the previous questions here now, where it was very surreal for me at 2015 SummerSlam. I mean, that was the first few years of my career. I didn't really get a chance to fully enjoy what was going on around me. I was so focused, hyper-focused on ascending the ladder and getting myself in a position where I could, be at the top of the food chain in WWE. And, that can be very stressful sometimes. And so, I just didn't take the time to enjoy the little things as they were happening to me, and maybe even the big things. I didn't take enough time to enjoy the moments. And so consequently, my memories of those things, like I said, talking about SummerSlam 2015, they're very surreal. They feel almost like they only exist in video form, as if I don't have actual memories of those moments, only the images that were taken of them. So, I think I would just tell myself to try to stop and smell the roses a little bit more when I was younger.
This year's SummerSlam, folks, is on Sunday, the 22nd of August at 10 a.m. in Australia. Normally they're on a Monday here for us, so we're quite lucky this year we get to see it on a weekend where we can sit down and watch it. It is free for subscribers of the WWE Network, or you can also get it on KO pay-per-view for $24.95. Until next time, this is Todd Eastman for WrestleRate Australia. Please like, subscribe, hit the bell for all notifications. We're also on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you can podcast from, we're there. Until next time, Todd Eastman. See you later. Got me feeling way too sweet, too sweet, yeah. Too sweet, put your fangs up. Too sweet, pour another cup. Let's be prison 23.